Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. As the days get longer and the weather gets warmer, I'm looking for more free and easy things to do here in the Morongo Basin, which brought me to the High Desert Nature Museum, which is a great place to go if you're looking for a little taste of the outdoors indoors. Museum Director Celeste Hildebrand says it best.
It's an amazing place that has just a little bit of everything. Our museum is unique. We have natural history. We have art. We have cultural exhibits. Our museum really takes a little bit of everything from the Morongo Basin and the High Desert and combines it into one family-friendly place for visitors and local residents to come and enjoy and learn about our desert.
The museum has been around since 1964 and was founded by Evelyn Conklin with her father, Percy, along with longtime desert resident Camilla Hudson and Jerry Moore.
Who was the director of the Parks and Recreation District at that time, put out a call for recreation activities in the local newspaper. Evelyn responded with an idea for her nature museum. She had previously opened a nature museum down in San Dimas, and so she had experience with it. She had extensive collections as a naturalist, and so her idea was accepted, and the nature museum was born.
Evelyn Conklin served as a curator for the museum for 28 years. She still lives in the Morongo Basin and recently turned 97. In 1973, the museum moved to where it is now at the Yucca Valley Community Center Complex. It wasn't the town of Yucca Valley back then. The area officially became incorporated as a town in 1991, and the museum became a division of the Community Services Department. And although the name has nature in it, that's just a small but essential part of what the museum offers. Our area has a rich culture and history, as well as an active art community. Here's High Desert Nature Museum's Collections and Exhibits Coordinator, Charlie Rossow.
We do have a rotating gallery that changes three or four times a year. There's some long traditions of exhibits that have been there that people find interesting. And then we rent exhibits as well from loaning facilities. And we try in every way possible to bring collections out from storage that haven't been seen for a while and try to make those relevant to our current exhibits or for things that may be happening locally.
This was from an interview a couple weeks ago on the Up Close Show with Gary Danyeau. And Gary, being something of a newsman himself, knew the right questions to ask.
What's the oldest exhibit there? Do you still have some of like the original exhibits that Evelyn had?
One that's really well known is our globe room. We have some black lights that show how certain rocks fluoresce under UV light. And this is probably the most often asked for exhibit.
Really?
When people come in, they'll say, "Do you still have that old UV room?" And we're like, "Oh, yes, we do. It's still here."
Man, I totally miss the UV room. I got to go back, and luckily for me and you, the High Desert Nature Museum is completely free, and depending on what time you're listening to this on Saturday, open. The current exhibit is a popular returning favorite, Metamorphosis, now in its 20th year. It's where high desert artists repurpose trash to make some really great and fun artwork. Definitely visit the museum before it leaves on May 11th, making room for a new hands-on exhibit that focuses on traveling, called From Here to There, and it makes its debut on May 23rd. There isn't enough time to go into all their exhibits here on the radio, which is good. You should head down there yourself and check out some art, nature, and culture at the High Desert Nature Museum. Just another one of the free and easy things you can do here in the Morongo Basin. I suggest picking up a sticker for only a dollar on the way out, and don't sleep on visiting those glowing rocks and minerals in the UV room. You'll probably find me in there staring at the iridescent glow. And as a side note, the flowers and native plants are popping right now outside the museum. You can see some pictures I snapped of them and the museum, along with the link to the full interview with Celeste Hildebrand and Charlie Rossow at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. A dance, film, and performance piece inspired by the natural environment around Joshua Tree National Park will be held tonight at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Reporter Gabriel Hart sheds further light on this unique one-night-only hybrid show of movement and image.
The Alchemy Arts Collective presents Chasing the Light, a show that utilizes two mediums, a live dance performance and its adaptation into film. The film unfolds within the natural backdrop of Joshua Tree, providing a unique angle on the choreography as it integrates the movement into the environment that initially inspired the project. Historically, humans have communed together, using nature to tell stories, pass down knowledge, and explain the mysteries of life, and gathering in nature is a thread running through every culture. Chasing the Light explores the connection between nature and humanity, a scale with intense power that puts our existence into perspective, inviting us to contemplate our place in this vast universe. Doors are at 6:30, show at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Tickets available at the door. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
A celebration event at Freedom Plaza this evening will show off all the artistic achievements made by the 29 Palms Workshop 29 programs that were held over the last several months. With a look at what you can experience at today's show is art appreciator Jeff Harmatz.
Tonight's completely free event will showcase the dancing, singing, writing, and transformational sculpture making achieved by the participants of the Workshop 29 program. Organized by the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee, the series of workshops helped provide artistic engagement to residents of the High Desert, and though the workshops are over, you can still engage with the program at today's event. The creations of each workshop will be demonstrated, but there will also be audience participation elements. Choreographer Ryan Heffington, who led an ecology dance workshop, will teach the audience some moves.
So on Saturday, first of all, I'm going to lead a warm-up so everyone can get in their bodies. And as we warm up, we're going to be doing the movements that we've created for specific animals and insects. And then with the audience, hopefully, members of the audience will create a couple of tableaus using the animals that we discovered in the warm-up. And then we'll have audience members try to guess what animals they are and what their role is in the ecology.
And Caroline Pennypacker Riggs, who leads the High Desert Community Choir, wants you to come out and sing.
I am actively encouraging people who think they can't sing to join. They can absolutely join on Saturday. I encourage them to. I have one song reference online at highdesertchoir.com, and the other things are so easy to learn that we learn them the day of.
The Workshop 29 celebration is completely free. It will be held from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. today at Freedom Plaza's outdoor stage right off the highway in downtown 29 Palms. Reporting for Z1077, this is Jeff Harmetz.
Thought Theater is a unique event here in the Morongo Basin, which combines the creative process with the healing process. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas tells you how to secure your seat to this informative entertainment.
Thought Theater will be hosting Surviving and Thriving, Creativity After and During Illness as a free community event made possible by a grant from the Public Art Advisory Committee of 29 Palms, exploring the role of creativity in healing after and during illness, covering such topics as creating awareness of the importance of health care and maintenance, the role of early detection, how creativity can assist the healing process, and the importance of a strong support system. Resources will be available to those experiencing illness as well as their caregivers. Featured performers at the event include Lisa and Paul, Mary Hunter and Tom Merrick, and Paul Mackley. Representatives from the Department of Behavioral Health San Bernardino County will be available to answer questions and provide information on health and wellness resources. The free event will be held Saturday, April 27th at 3:30 at the 29 Palms Art Gallery and Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. at the Wonder Valley Community Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment Reporter Charlie Thomas.
If you're out tonight as the sun goes down, keep your peepers pointed skyward around 8 o'clock for a scheduled space launch out of the Vandenberg Space Force Base, which always sounds cool to say. I caught the last SpaceX launch a few weeks back as I was heading down to the Morongo Valley, and it was pretty wild to watch. If your taste in air travel is a little more terrestrial, the Yucca Valley Airport will be showing off airplanes of all vintages, weather permitting, from 10 a.m. to noon on Sunday. Park in the Copper Room parking lot off Aviation Drive, bring your kids and a camera and take some pictures of some neat planes, talk to some local pilots, and take tours of the cockpits. That's Sunday starting at 10 a.m. at the Yucca Valley Airport. And that's your local news for Saturday. You can find local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California for the award-winning Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.